How an obscure indicator tells us a lot about the state of global commerce in this pandemic. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. If you want to sound like a cool kid who has a line on the pulse of the global economy, mention what is called the Baltic Dry Index. It's about ship cargo, and it's now at a 7-month high, which is interesting given the coronavirus still flaring in many countries, including in the U.S. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
The Baltic Dry Index measures what shipping companies charge to carry bulk goods, things like coal, iron ore, grains. And economists track this as a snapshot of what's coursing through the arteries of the world economy as countries are slowly reopening. Now, the good news? This index has quadrupled since May, largely because of China's infrastructure stimulus, which takes steel production. So a lot of ships are ferrying iron ore to make steel from places like Brazil to China, and vessels are exporting the finished steel. And China's also buying a load of soybeans from Brazil and the U.S. You'll recall soybeans are at the heart of the U.S.-China trade deal. Now, this boost in demand means giant ships known as Panamax models make more than $10,000 a day. Some quick trivia. The Baltic Dry Index goes back to the 18th century in London, when traders exchanged fur from the Baltics and tobacco from Virginia. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
You can tell Scott loves that kind of stuff. It's now 13 more JCPenney stores closing for good. The company filed for bankruptcy in May and is selling off everything from more than 130 stores now. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports the liquidation sales at Penney's are hard on adjacent stores.
Department stores have to move inventory really quickly. Bob Phibbs runs the consultancy The Retail Doctor.
Frankly, milk is a lot like merchandise. It spoils and smells bad the longer you hold on to it, and that's the story of retail.
He says that can be even tougher if there's a liquidation sale happening next door. Neil Saunders is managing director of retail at Global Data.
Liquidation is often good for those that are liquidating, but it's not so good for the other retailers around it.
In this case, other retailers like Macy's and Nordstrom, mall anchors. Again, Bob Phibbs.
What Penney's is doing is robbing demand from the future with a liquidation sale.
He says that's on top of already suppressed demand because of COVID-19. Along with JCPenney, J. Crew and Neiman Marcus also filed for bankruptcy amid the pandemic. Phibbs says as more consumers change their habits and order things online, traditional retailers will continue to find it harder to compete. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Watch the stock market as well. The FTSE index in London is down more than 2%. Here, the Dow future is down 257 points, about 1%. The S&P future down 0.9%. The NASDAQ future is down 0.5%. We check in quite regularly with the Gen Forward Scientific Survey of Millennials, which makes sure that younger people of color are properly sampled. I usually ask about the freshest data set, but today, let's look over the 4 years of this survey and how it informs the current social justice movement that's gathered widespread steam in the wake of the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The survey's founder is Kathy Cohen, a political science professor at the University of Chicago. Good to reconnect, Professor.
Pleasure to be back.
Well, what does your data tell us about this moment?
Well, you know, I think of it as both a moment and something that has been building for a while. And I think that's part of what the data tells us. So, for example, we think of it as kind of having four components. One is just a very deep level of political alienation among millennials and Gen Zers across race. We remember, in fact, that these same young people believe that leaders and government don't care about them. So we've seen a level of political alienation. We've also seen in the data the systemic racism believed to exist in the police. So when we ask a question like, do the police treat blacks worse than they treat whites? Majorities of young people independent of race say yes to that question, right? So this is an understanding that young people have had for a very long time.
And none of these discussions about social justice is far removed from economic justice, some people call it, about institutional racism as it expresses itself in terms of the economy and income inequality.
That's exactly right. So again, when we ask a question, for example, about feelings of precarity, economic precarity, will you be able to handle an emergency of $1,000? We know that young people of color are more likely to express worry about those issues.
There was a question that you asked, I think it was last year, that especially informs what we're seeing.
We asked the question, what would be the best way to make racial progress in the United States? And we gave a long list of possibilities, including voting in state and local elections, voting in federal elections, but also organizing in communities, community service, nonviolent protests. And we also included, yes, revolution. And the answer that was most prominent among African-American, Asian-American, and Latinx young people was organizing in communities. That was the second most popular answer, even among young whites. So I think, again, if we think about the limits of electoral politics and we see their support for something like organizing in communities, then again, we have these kind of clues to understanding what's happening in the streets right now.
One of the options was revolution. How many people went for that?
Well, actually, it was the second most popular answer among African Americans. And I think when we first looked at the data, we kind of brushed it off. But I think we have to take it seriously. What I think it's suggesting is that young African Americans believe that there has to be transformational systemic change for things to get better in this country for African Americans. And they've labeled that type of transformation and liberation revolution.
Kathy Cohen is a political science professor at the University of Chicago and founder of the Gen Forward Survey. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And checking stock index futures one more time, they are down. The Dow future down 243 points now, not quite 1%. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.